The Dow was down today, just 5 points after a turbulent day of relatively light trading. The Nasdaq gained 5%, while the S&P 500 was down slightly, just 2.5 points. Barney's New York, the upscale clothing store, had its rating downgraded by Moody's to below junk bond status. Moody's cited, among other things, the weak outlook for consumer spending. According to the New York Times, New York State leads the nation in new unemployment filings. Many of those who do have jobs work for companies like IBM, Verizon, and Con Edison. Kenneth Adams represents those three employers and many more in his job as the president and CEO of the Business Council of New York State. And he joins me now for the Financial 411. Welcome back to WNYC, Ken.
Thank you, Amy.
It's more than a month since the nation entered this financial crisis with New York City at its epicenter. Now that the dust is settling a bit, what's emerging as the number one issue for your members who mostly are on Main Street and not on Wall Street?
Well, to limit it to a number one is tricky, as you can imagine. But for so many businesses across the state, you know, it's this plunging consumer confidence, you know, that's really a problem. So many of them... You need the clarity of knowing that, you know, if it's housing or retail sales or, you know, pick the thing that they do, that the end is near or we're bottoming out. They want to know, when are we going to get to the bottom so we can start to come back up again? And I think that uncertainty is really troubling. You know, Amy, I've been the last couple of weeks talking to small family-owned manufacturers all over the state, and I've heard some different stories. You know, you hear different stories from different people. And again, the economic problems just touch all the sectors of the state's economy. But, you know, in one case, for example, I was going to go see a plastics company up in Buffalo in North Tonawanda. And the guy there, Bob Confer, who runs it, said, don't come on Friday. I was planning to go on Friday because I'm going to do this work share program. I can only run 3 days on, 2 days off, and the state lets me do. He's qualified to do work share, which means the 2 days he's shut down, his workers can collect unemployment. It's a way to avoid layoffs in his situation and produce less of his blow molded plastics that he does. Right. But I mean, folks are finding different ways to cope like that.
What about borrowing? We hear that the credit freeze is thawing a little bit. Are businesses able to get the loans they need?
Well, I hope things are picking up a little bit, but you know, there's still lots of problems in the credit markets, and the trick is that for so many businesses, they may, even if they're okay, their customers need access to credit to place their orders. Again, this is the experience I had talking to manufacturers around the state recently. You know, their sales are down, their activity is down because folks can't get the financing to place the order in the first place. I mean, I think things are improving slowly. But remember, just back up before this whole Wall Street meltdown thing, Amy, upstate manufacturers and folks actually all around the country were already suffering from a real spike, remember this summer, in energy costs, spikes in commodity prices, right, the materials they need to make the stuff. They were hitting already a whole lot of obstacles, and then again, an economic slowdown, a recession, I think, in New York's case, that really had begun a while ago before, you know, now we define it more officially. But and then we had the terrible collapse of financial markets, again, adding that credit piece to what had been a growing list of challenges for small and medium-sized business owners.
I want to shift gears a bit and ask you to put on your lobbyist hat. Governor Patterson has been touting the idea of public-private partnerships using state assets like roads and real estate. I know from your website that the Business Council supports the idea. What kind of partnerships do you have in mind?
Well, it's a really good idea, and this is the time for New York State to look at things like, and take the Tappan Zee Bridge north here of New York City. A project like that, if done by government, I mean, it's a hugely expensive project, and how do you raise the money? Government's borrowed all it can borrow. We just can't do that kind of thing by borrowing. But, you know, in a public-private partnership, you could have a big construction firm get a license for the future tolling revenue and issue bonds itself because it's got that franchise with the state to collect the future tolls. So there's a different way to finance the project. There's a private sector approach to building the project. Of course, government controls the use of it. Government decides who gets the toll, who works on the project, how to do it. I mean, government retains plenty of control. But the point is you engage the private sector, and this is what is done, Amy, all over the world, as you know. It's the way infrastructure is built now, and we're just way behind the times in New York. There's a real chance to step it up.
And do you know that there would be companies ready to take this on?
Absolutely. I mean, they're actually multinational construction firms. They're American firms who would like to work in these PPPs, these public-private partnerships. And they can bring, I mean, this you can apply this to rail, you can apply it to bridges and tunnels and roadways, to all sorts of infrastructure. And you know what? The financing comes faster, the work gets up and running, and that's jobs, really good construction jobs for workers, if you think about it.
And we need to leave it there. Kenneth Adams is the president and CEO of the Business Council of New York State. Thanks so much.